We extended our broadcast time on our Facebook Live this morning because we're going to talk about a subject that we first broke the news story of 2 days ago. In a matter of 24 to 36 hours, we have received some clarity on the story about the possibility of Sharon Healthcare Center being turned into a COVID-19 receptacle for senior citizens. That story broke, first of all, in the Connecticut Mirror. Then we got information on it. Brent Colley and Maria Horn went to work on it immediately. And our guest this morning is Maria Horn, because Brent Colley said, you know what, Maria did most of the legwork. Why don't you speak to her about this? So we're going to bring Maria Horn on. Maria, good morning. Thanks again for joining again this morning.
Good morning, Marshall. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
You know, I think what we break this down to is, we'll start it off as it, when you live small town politics or local politics, really when things like this happen, doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, you're representing your constituency. So let's talk a little bit about what happened with Brent and you and with the state of Connecticut, because this idea did come from the state to move people that had COVID-19 that were senior citizens into a couple of facilities. So let's break down how you got involved with Brent and how the steps went to where it looks like we stand now. But you said this was very fluid to me the other day, where Sharon won't be receiving any of those COVID-19 people.
Yeah, so, well, I would say what's interesting is that Brent and I think we're getting it's probably the same information, but on parallel tracks. And the thing is that our instinct, both of us, was to immediately communicate with one another. I had a conversation I heard from an employee there about plans to take on COVID-positive patients and concerns about whether they were adequately staffed, whether they had adequate PPE. And then I, you know, went, you know, you, I spoke to the commissioner of the Department of Social Services. I spoke to other leaders in my in the legislature. I spoke to basically all the stakeholders, and then I called Brent and said, this is what I know, you need to know what I know, and he added into it what he knew, and got a lot of, you know, got people motivated, but also, I mean, I think we were sort of different ways of operating, but in constant communication. So my focus was on, you know, in the conversations that are happening. Because this isn't, to be clear, this isn't a coercive thing at the state, from the state at this point, at least. I'm going to emphasize at some point here the urgency of this situation and push back on the notion that we do have COVID in our community, right, and we have COVID-positive patients at Sharon Healthcare, and we have a number of presumptive COVID-positives at Sharon Hospital. So there is no... This isn't a moment of we've kept it out of our community. It is here, and we must be responsible in the way that we address it to protect, you know, the citizens of this region and the state, and in particular a fragile population at nursing homes. So my concern was, hearing confidentially from people there, are they adequately supplied? And when I raised those concerns, I am happy to say that the state agencies involved put a variety of holds on. First, it was sort of a momentary pause until they could have conversations, and then, as of yesterday, we were told that it was on hold. I spoke to all the various stakeholders. Everybody's very careful about their words, and again, as you just noticed, this is a fluid and urgent situation, but. For a variety of reasons, I think they decided that for now, at least, Sharon Healthcare is not prepared to do this. This is an urgent situation, and you know the plan overall. In this population, nursing home patients, we have, and these numbers, people are always reluctant to give these numbers because they change moment to moment. As of yesterday afternoon, there were 150 COVID positive nursing home residents in the state of Connecticut at 57 different nursing homes. That is changing fast, and we owe them a plan to protect them. And so there's a, you know, the first plan, of course, is to isolate them within their existing homes, and that is what they have been doing responsibly and well at Sharon Healthcare. They do have two COVID-positive patients there. And then the second plan for some facilities can't do that, can't manage it for the safety of the non-positive population and for the people who are infected. So that is what, you know, is creating this idea of alternative sites. And some of those are new sites. I use that in air quotes. They're field hospitals, in which case they are new. But others are, you know, the possibility of opening up old nursing homes that have been closed recently. And that's a plan that many of us have supported. But we do understand that that takes resources that are in short supply. And one of those resources is time, because it takes time to build those facilities. And so the idea of creating, you know, COVID positive facilities who voluntarily try to do that is a sound one. And those facilities that try to do it and are properly resourced and supported, you know, are heroic. They are doing a huge public service. So I just want to put that out there. But we do have to make sure they are adequately supplied, adequately staffed, and have backup systems that can support them.
You know, what's interesting, when the story first broke, and I we talked about it on the air, and we went online with it, and we gave a number that was given immediately by the state to call in if people had concerns. One of the first pieces of information I said is, be calm, be polite. This is just an idea that is being set up, because, you know, we look at the country, and we're now approaching between 1,000 and 2,000 deaths a day, and it's going up almost 33% a day. And sooner or later, until we reach that peak where it starts to go down, the most vulnerable are going to be the ones that need the most care. So sooner or later, somewhere in the state of Connecticut, there's going to have to be a place that deals with senior citizens that are in nursing homes that happen to get COVID-19. And I think what people, maybe I'm reading this wrong, you can tell me if I'm reading it wrong or right. The idea was put out by the governor and by the state of Connecticut as an idea. And obviously, it's going to be a plan that is changing daily and coming together daily on an as-needed basis.
That is correct. And one other thing that I did extract, I'm going to have to make sure this happens, but a commitment about community conversation, local conversation, communication about what this is happening. Because one of the problems here, and I know this was much to the frustration of Sharon Healthcare and their parent company, was that this sort of came out, you know, ahead of them being able to have any communication with the community. It just was not handled in an appropriate way. And, you know, for all kinds of understandable, urgent reasons, people, you know, got information and ran with it. But it is my hope, and I'm going to keep making calls to DPH and DSS pretty much every day to check in on this, but that we do have, because people need to understand this. You know, specifics of what's happening, the preparations that are being made. You know, people need a chance to ask questions and to understand both the realities and the safety measures that are being taken. So I'm hoping that will be part of any picture going forward.
You know, it's funny, when I spoke to Brent about the Connecticut Mirror article, the reason I decided to go with it is the Connecticut Mirror did contact somebody from the healthcare agency that owns nursing homes that did make that quote. And what really amazed both Brent and I at that time was, geez, wouldn't you think they would speak to at least the first selectman and the representative in the area?
Yeah, I had that too. I mean, hello. I mean, I found out about it, yeah, from an employee who reached out.
So I think that was the thing, and you're right. Sometimes in these situations, communication channels get really mixed up, and the public really is left in the lurch here. But so as it stands right now in this, as we said, this COVID pandemic is an ever-changing fluid situation for everybody. But as of right now, Sharon Healthcare Center is not really on a list. It is off the list for now. But that will really obviously depend on how serious it gets in the state of Connecticut with senior citizens, I would think.
I think that's correct. Well said.
Well, Maria, this is a hell of a time to be a state representative. Congratulations for getting involved in this and for getting some action done on it. And I'm sure this is only the first of what we're going to find as many speed bumps that you and Brent and all the first selectmen in our area and also the people in New York State and Massachusetts are going to deal with over the next 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah. It's a constant. And you have to, I mean, what's important and is the way that the legislature in particular is functioning now is very grassroots. And it's checking in with what's happening in various places and making sure you understand the details and communicating them up the chain. And then also obviously communicating, you know, information that I learn from the state out to the citizens. And so that's really what it's about.
Well, once again, Maria, thanks for coming on. Thanks for
thank you, Marshall,
getting involved
for all you're doing.
And we'll obviously be speaking to you again probably pretty soon. Take care, Maria, and stay safe.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, bye-bye. Maria Horn, our representative, 64th District here in Connecticut this morning here live on Robin Hood Radio on the Sharon Healthcare Center.